Is Amazon ripping off the post office? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. I've been trying to settle this debate that the president started over how the post office is losing money on the packages it delivers for Amazon. The president is not just making this up. He's referring to a report issued last year by a stock analyst who is making the case that the post office needs more money for new equipment and for its pension fund and would eventually be forced to raise its rates for packages. The report has been picked up by critics of the post office, and there are a lot of them, as just the latest evidence of its incompetence. However, the analyst who wrote that report says he wasn't referring specifically to Amazon. He was referring to every company that uses the post office. So if the post office were to raise rates, as the president suggests, it would cost more for everyone who uses the service, and it would also let FedEx and UPS raise their rates for everybody who uses their service. But according to Steve Hutkins, who for years has run the Save the Post Office blog, there's an even bigger agenda here.
And the agenda is typically to bash the post office, undermining the union labor force, to privatize the postal service.
Supporters of that idea say it would make postage cheaper. But I'd stock up on those forever stamps just in case. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.